This is Capital Access. I'm your host, Sue Lincoln, and it's time for the 2017 version of the Legislative Blame Game.
RBC is always wrong.
9 years in a row, our forecast is off.
We're always missing this REC number, and all of us have great concern about this.
This morning, House Appropriations is going to discuss what it wants to do about what its members view as problems with the Revenue Estimating Conference's forecast. LSU economist Dr. Jim Richardson, a longtime member of the REC, is unperturbed about this morning's committee hearing.
The REC has been here since 1987, and we merely state how much money, in our judgment, the state will have to spend. That's not going to be accurate all the time. Projecting numbers is a very inexact science, particularly when you constantly change things as well.
One of those changes is who sits on the Appropriations Committee. Of its 25 members, 9 are in their first legislative term. Another 7, including the chairman, did not sit on the committee before last year. Richardson says many of them just don't understand how it all works.
We have term limits. We have new people coming all the time. I'm not sure that they're just looking for blame. I think it's more of a learning process.
Richardson says the REC, made up of an economist, the Commissioner of Administration, the House Speaker, and the Senate President, is not responsible for determining the size of government.
Our role is to say, this is how much money we think we have. Now, if you want government to be bigger than this, you need to raise taxes. If you want it to be smaller, you can lower taxes.
Those decisions and tasks belong to the lawmakers themselves. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.